Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Murray makes a move. There's a... The Nuggets have won!
Ernie Johnson thinking that maybe that was the greatest playoff doubleheader in the history of TNT. And it ended with the LA Lakers blowing a 20-point lead in Denver to lose their 10th straight to the defending champs as Jamal Murray hits the shot at the buzzer over Anthony Davis, who was just complaining. And I actually, and you know how much I can't stand Anthony Davis, I agree with him on this about the disrespect towards Defensive Player of the Year. But that got hit right in his face. And then Anthony trips on someone and like has to fall into the Denver bench with them all mauling Jamal Murray. He's in the middle of the mosh pit as the Lakers fall down 0-2. Wow.
Boy, the Nuggets, it really is. There is, I know they say like no lead is safe period in the NBA these days and everything else, but like it really does feel like it doesn't matter that you're up 20 on the Nuggets. Like, they're going to make a run. You may end up winning the game or whatever, but, like, they're going to make a run, and they're going to eventually turn it into a close game.
I told you what happens with every single one of their games, basically. It's close. The Lakers play with them. Jamal Murray and Denver is more clutch. That's what happened. The Lakers' offense went stagnant, and they're sitting here crying about all the calls and the officiating. LeBron drops the microphone, walks out of the post-game presser. AD looks like he is going. You did not get robbed. The D'Angelo Russell foul call happened in the third quarter where he got hit in the face and he should have had free throws. I think in my mind I thought it was the fourth quarter, but I was probably sleep-deprived from staying up with the Stars. And the article says it happened with minutes left in the third quarter. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. You choked. That was an absolute choke job, and the Lakers have their backs broken.
Yeah, and look, I mean, it's just they're not as good as Denver. Like, I mean, that's ultimately what this is going to come down to. They can play their best basketball they want. Denver is one of the best teams in the league. Like, it's going to be tough for them to – it feels like this is going to be tough for them to win a game.
They're not better than Denver, but when you're up 20, that's a game you got to win.
And that shows Denver. Denver does this.
Yeah, I know. But that shows that you are, like, I don't know. When you get up 20 on a team, I think it does show there's not, I mean, there's a difference in the two teams. Don't get me wrong.
Not a sweep difference.
But it's not a sweep difference. It's not a, this thing is over difference. Like, this easily should be a 1-1 series heading back to LA. When they wind up eventually losing this series, I think we all agree they're going to point back to this one.
Game one of the night in the Garden.
Shot clock is off. DiVincenzo, no. Hartenstein with an offensive rebound. Another chance here. DiVincenzo, he's got it. The Knicks have the lead again.
Philadelphia is not happy that they didn't get a timeout called. Now, the only legitimate complaint from last night, in my opinion, from the two games, did Tyrese Maxey get mugged? stopping him from catching the inbound pass. That's the only topic for me. That's the only issue. I honestly didn't sit there and examine it over and over again because I was switching over to other stuff. Did Tyrese Maxey get mugged? I was watching DiVincenzo hit it, all the reactions. I was studying how bad Jalen Brunson has been recently with all his shooting, and that before that lucky roll started everything for the Knicks, who broke Philadelphia's back. So where do we stand on Maxey getting fouled?
Oh, I thought it was a foul.
Yeah.
It was even before the ball was inbounded. I mean, he was wrapped up there.
Didn't the Knicks get the benefit of this as well? Didn't they win a game in the regular season where there was an absolute mugging that took place? Someone Maybe. Dove at someone's legs.
A lot of muggings in New York. I don't know specifically for the Knicks, but I mean, this
you know what I'm talking about, though? There was a game we were talking about. I think DiVincenzo fouled someone. He, like, went low on someone.
I don't like him, by the way.
No?
Yeah.
We had a sales guy. Left a bad taste in our mouth. He
helped hook up Lee Bryce. Something is, like, just off-putting about DiVincenzo. I don't like him.
All right, I'm looking at this.
Nova Knicks.
Brunson appears to have wrapped up Maxey by the waist.
Yeah.
It looks like he's grabbing him. This is slow motion. I'm trying to see, though, if Maxey still had this in his hands and he should have caught it. It looked like he reacted a little bit late to the ball, and I'm trying to figure out whether Brunson's grabbing kind of, you know, impeded or screwed up him catching the inbounds pass. It still kind of looks like Maxey should have had it.
He should have had it. You know, but even if it didn't impede necessarily, I mean, what is the threshold for a foul? Is a foul...
It's going to be higher in that situation.
Yeah, it probably is. And also, like, you know, I don't mind physical play.
Unless you're UConn-Iowa, offensive foul.
Right. Yeah. Physical is not a foul. A foul is a foul. If this was just physical, I'd get away with it. That was like, you could tell he was almost, he was trying to foul him. You know, now sometimes the coaches will tell you, hey, we're going to try to foul here. Watch for this. So they know it's called. I don't know if that was the case or not, but, you know, then also Nick Nurse trying to get a timeout.
Yeah. So all the fill, of course, you can screenshot everything and slow-mo everything, but it looks like Maxey is on the ground, and I think that's Nick Nurse here with the... Looks like he's wearing jeans, though, in that shot, standing up for a timeout.
Yeah, he was, but I think the officials were looking at it like, was he trying to... Did he have full possession of the ball? You know, it's a split-second decision. The first time Nick Nurse tried to get a timeout, he pump-faked it. He pump-faked the timeout, right? It was like... You know, you got to yell it. You can't just put your hands up and say you want a T.O. You can't just sit here and do the thing, the hands on the shoulders. I need a 20. Can't do that.
This, by the way, like the offense through the first 3 days of NBA playoffs here, I was just looking this up. There are 12 teams that averaged 115 or more during the regular season. There's been one game where somebody scored 115 so far in the playoffs.
Wow. Last night, down.
There have been three teams who have won. Three times games have been won scoring 90, like scoring under 100 points. Last night, the scores were 96-86, 104-101, 101-99. Like it was very early 2000s basketball.
Game two for the Dallas Mavericks tonight in L.A. They are favored by 2.5 over the Clippers. Yesterday, the Clippers went through their non-contact walkthrough. Non-contact walkthrough, which Kawhi was supposed to be participating in, but no contact. I was listening to Tim McMahon, Brian Windhorst on the Hoops Collective, and McMahon said he would be very, very surprised if Kawhi Leonard played in this game. What do the Mavericks have to do?
Mavericks looking for some revenge today.
They got to get revenge for one. They got to break the home streak here. Home teams have not lost an NBA playoff game yet.
Wow.
So they were
10-0.
Yeah, so 3-0. They were 3-0 last night.
Yep.
So it's 11-0.
It's like me picking NFL games in the playoffs.
The NHL started 7-0. They started 7-0. But
yeah, 11-0.
They need more help.
Who didn't win in hockey? Who didn't win the home game in hockey?
Two.
Who was the first?
Boston.
To lose?
Oh, okay. Boston and then us. Mm. If you go to last night,
shut up.
The team that had more players in double figures won every game.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, I mean, that's not always the case. I mean, the Mavs basically lived all year with just basically two guys. But that was the case the other night. I mean, the Clippers had like six guys double figures, but I was at three. Like that's a you got to get more help.
Yeah,
you know, those two guys, I and they were not
The rest of the Mavericks box score was sad.
It was sad.
It was pathetic.
And Kyrie and Luka were not without fault in this game. They had their own issues, particularly the first half. But they need more guys to step up. You know, like I said, even the other teams in game one, you know, Miami had five guys. Boston had six. Lakers had five. Denver had five in game one. Sixers had four. Knicks had five. The Mavs had three. And they had two through three quarters. Like, that's not enough help from other people. And then the other thing is, to me, if you're a favorite, you got to make free throws. And when they were trying to make that comeback, I mean, how many times they go to the line to make one or two? And you're not going to complete a comeback when you go to the charity stripe and you're just making 50%. Now, they weren't 50% of the game. But in the fourth quarter, you know, Kyrie missed one. You had a bunch of guys missing the front end of the two shots.
They shot 25 of 33 for the game.
Yeah, they were like 70-something percent
76.
For the game. But, you know, in the fourth quarter, there was a couple times where they were trying to make that comeback.
Yeah.
And they only made one of two, and that's just not going to get it done when you're trying to
actually had 20 more free throws. The Clippers only shot 13 free throws.
Yeah, they when you're knocking down 30-foot threes, I guess it doesn't matter very much. But no, they went 4 of 8 from the free throw line in that second quarter, and I think they went 4 of 8 or 4 of 7 in the fourth.
Oh man, I cannot wait for Brett Boone tomorrow at 9:20 to talk about what happened to his brother. This is Aaron Boone tossed from the Yankee dugout, but it was a fan. It was a fan behind him who was screaming at the home plate ump, and then all the confusion happened.
The first base umpire call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter. Wow.
What?
We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear. There you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
I did not say anything, Hunter. That's Aaron Boone. First off, when do we start getting these interactions mic'd up? I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Thank you to, was that the Yankees TV?
Yes Network, yep.
The Yes Network. That was incredible. But the camera's on Aaron Boone the whole time as he's not saying anything. And the home plate umpire is like, I don't care. You're out of here.
You're out. And the home plate umpire said this to the pool reporter.
His pool report. I mean, I could do 20 minutes on this guy's quotes.
Stones,
I thought this was actually like fake.
Yeah.
Until I read the amount of talking he did here.
Right. It's like he had a chance to rectify this, and he took every opportunity not to.
Well, he's acting like he did the Yankees a favor.
Yeah, he goes, Aaron Boone is the manager of the Yankees and is responsible for everything that happens in the dugout. I don't want to eject a ball player.
He's trying to say, no, there was chirping in the dugout too, but I wasn't going to throw out a player. Fans are here to see the player, so...
Yeah,
he wasn't just saying, okay, it was the fan. There was chirping in the dugout, and Aaron's responsible for it.
Yeah,
you're gone.
And he goes on to say, apparently what he said was there was a fan right above the dugout. This isn't my first ejection. In my career, I've never ejected a player or manager for something a fan has said. I understand it's going to be part of the story or something because that's what Aaron is portraying. I heard something from the far end of the dugout, had nothing to do with this area, but he's the manager, so he's the one that had to go.
Do we trust that an ump is going to have, like, a perfect handle on the acoustics of an open-air stadium of, like, it definitely was coming 10 feet down the line.
But here's my serious question, because obviously the umpire looks bad here.
Yeah.
How is he supposed to judge if something is coming from Aaron Boone or not? My counter to this is just copy the National Football League.
Or just don't throw him out?
Just, like, NFL coaches don't get techs or personal fouls. Or taunts. They don't get flagged. And you know they mother F referees up and down. The NFL has that not be a factor. It is a non-factor in football of a head coach cursing out an umpire or ref. Now, should they be able to say whatever they want? No, but how is the home plate umpire supposed to judge whether that came from Boone or not?
Well, that's a good question. And according to him, he's not. If it comes to the dugout, it just goes to him.
No, so, but I'm just saying, what if it was the fan?
Right, yeah.
How is he supposed to judge whether it's the fan or Boone if we still want to throw guys out?
He can't but say that. Don't say, don't come up with this stupid excuse after the game and go, no, I heard it came from 10 feet to the other side. Like, that's fine. Just say, I heard something. I can't judge anything other than I told him to be quiet, whatever else. If we look, go back and look at it and we see it's wrong, then I made a mistake. But in that moment, don't make up a story about, like, it came from down the further end of the dugout, and I know it had nothing to do with a fan above there.
I don't know. Is it better to say that something came from the dugout versus, I don't care? That's what he's saying to Aaron. I don't care if it was a fan. That sounds bad, too.
That sounds very bad.
So anyone sitting behind any dugout can get a manager toss?
A manager toss. I know. It doesn't say.
How is he supposed to tell Aaron Boone's voice versus anyone else?
It was a noon game on a Monday in the middle of the work week. So it wasn't as attended as like a night game.
Right.
So you could hear things more. And you might be able to decipher Aaron's voice a little bit better in that way versus.
And maybe you don't hear it in a more crowded.
In a more crowded day. Maybe you don't hear it as much with more ambient noise. I don't know. But plus it was like the first inning. So it's still filing in. I mean, people are on their lunch break. So I don't know.
Fascinating.
I'm going to the Rangers games and sitting in above the visiting dugout and trying to get people thrown out.
How
see if it can work.
Afford those seats.
Come on.
Be your tax return.
Come on.
877.
You don't owe a bunch of taxes because you're broke, Sean.
877-881-1053 for the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney Hotline. A Cowboy possible quarterback going to Atlanta. Adam Schefter with all of his last second draft notes, plus maybe our most text messages of the entire week. We'll ask Reddit along with a Rangers 4-ticket giveaway during the Expressway after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have a Rangers 4-pack giveaway coming up momentarily. Commercial-free expressway on your home of the World Series champs. They return to action tonight with a 6:30 pregame first pitch at 7 o'clock against the Seattle Mariners. Sean Sharif, Ralph James Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. And we're a few days away from our NFL draft coverage. If you go anywhere else, you are robbing yourself, of course, led by Brian Broaddus. We got Bobby working multiple days over at the Ford Center of the Star in Frisco, and Zach Wolchuk will be leading the way.
And we have Jerry Presser today, baby. Don't roll your eyes. You know you love it. You're going to roll your eyes now, and then tomorrow we're going to have so many cuts that are like, oh, listen to this. This is such a, like there's going to be drama to it. That it's all we're going to want to talk about tomorrow.
Are they going to keep asking him about like the all-in stuff?
Yes. I get the frustration of like, how many times do we have to answer this? Like I do understand that perspective of it.
Until you say the truth, maybe.
But I think that's like, I think they're going to keep getting pressed on it until it's like, until you give an answer that makes sense. Because your answers haven't made sense yet.
Are people going to be, the reporters today will be like, what would be an all-in draft pick? Like, how many different types of, it's like,
wide receiver.
It's like Chopped. Like, how many different ways can you fit the magic ingredient into the recipe? How many different ways can you fit all in into any of your questions?
Do you think they'll ask him, get the trio of off-season quotes in there. Like, just say, hey, you guys looked really fatigued at the end of the season. who, when you're looking at who to draft, how do you go all in necessarily? And then you get in all three of their quotes there.
Mike Florio went and mocked the all in on ProFootballTalk.com. He kind of stole my gambling, parallel where you're sitting there at Choctaw or Windstar and you go all in. And they're like, well, why aren't all your chips in the middle of the table? Well, because I'm using the Jerry all in. You think you can do that?
Literal.
No. You think you can do that? You drop Jerry's name at the official casino of the Cowboys and they have to accept you keeping half your chips?
If you're at a poker table, you could just throw one chip in. But if you say all in, but you just throw one chip in and say your whole stack, that's all in.
They take it?
They accept that as all in.
Really? Here's what Florio said. The Cowboys have done nothing to prove they're going all in. Contracts with current players have not been addressed. See, that's where they have no escape, because their justification is, no, we're going all in with our current guys. And they're 0 for 3. They're 0 for 3 there. So you haven't even done that. Well, the offseason's not over yet. I'm sure everything's in negotiation, but no Micah, no Lamb, no Dak. So that all in, which you're trying to tell us we're misunderstanding, that didn't happen either. Florio, contracts with current players have not been addressed. Significant help has not been acquired. Instead, the Cowboys have offered up every possible definition for all in, except the definition that it's always had. In so doing, we're now left to consider whether all in actually does mean something other than what all in has always meant. Jerry has not done it this year. He never has. He's apparently not willing to do anything now that might force him to take a step back into a later year. What you think, RJ? Because if and when the Cowboys ever fade from contention for two or three straight years, they might lose their hammerlock on the America's Team moniker and the profile and profit that goes along with it. I've been wondering for a while whether Jerry Jones wants to desperately win. Truly, does he desperately want to win another Super Bowl, or is he just a carnival barker who hopes to say what's necessary to get the suckers born every minute to open their wallets every year for tickets and jerseys and hats and overpriced food and beverages at AT&T. And just as importantly, to flock their eyeballs to Cowboy games on national TV. Well, here's my current assessment from Mike Florio. He's a salesman, a huckster, a guy who pretends to want to reach the top of the mountain while counting the cash in his tent at base camp. And it's worked. Saying he's all in late January was just part of the process of getting fans to think things will be better in 24. Then after the fans go all in with the renewals, the season tickets, the Cowboys can do something other than go all in while claiming they actually are. The all in means something other than what it always has. And it's an impressive trick, a sleight of hand that lets Jerry pick the pockets of those who still hope to see the Cowboys turn the clock back to the early 90s.
Okay, so what he's missing here,
here comes Venmo Bell from Jerry's account.
It's very poetic. What he's missing here is just the possibility that he misspoke. Like, I mean, that's ultimately, like, we of all the things where we're like, did Jerry say that? Did Jerry mean to say that over the years? Like, this is the one where it's like, nope. This is it. You said it that one time. We're holding you. And I'm not saying that he's not responsible for the words he says. He absolutely is. But, like, I think that him saying something one time and then
But he did follow up, Bobby, with extensions. That's what he said.
He
talked about extensions. The quote is right here from the combine.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like a Tank. I believe that Tank Lawrence misspoke more so than Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I think that Jerry, but yeah.
Because you could be all in with.
Because Tank didn't go into, well, we were tired. Look, when you're coming out of the second half and you don't get that banana for potassium, and we ran out of the water coolers and whatever bananas do, you don't get the vitamin.
If
he really goes into depth about being tired, then I believe it's less of a misspeak.
Right.
Sure.
Out, man.
Yeah.
He didn't, and Jerry did.
Jerry did. Now, listen, I guess Jerry could be saying, this is probably on the Franklin Injury Attorney's fan text. If you're all in and you only have $50 worth of chips and the whole table's got $200 worth of chips, you're all in, but you're the short stack. So you're all in for less because you don't have as much money to spend. So technically, you're all in.
I want to justify her, Bell.
Yeah.
From Chop.
See, technically, you're all in.
How is it that Like I'm trying to think, has there ever been a phrase?
But this has been Bassick's theory. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
This has been Bassick's theory forever that Jerry, and I've been slow to believe it until this offseason, that Jerry sells it, gets us all hooked, and then really does nothing to take it over the top. That's what Mike has basically been saying. This is what Florio is writing here. Sorry, go ahead, Bobby.
No, I just I'm trying to think if there's ever been. Has there ever been a comment Jerry's made that the fan base has, like, held him? No. Like, held to him as much of, like, dude, this is, like turned back on him. Like, there are tons of times Jerry says things that people get frustrated about and everything else. But I can't think of a comment that he's made that has lasted this long in terms of fans being able to hold us. Like, no, you are being held to account for saying this, and we're not going to let up until it becomes reality. And that's fair. I'm not saying it's not fair. I'm trying to think if there's ever been a time where Jerry's own words have been held, like, as a standard against him by the fan base other than this. I don't think there ever has been.
No. There's no check I would write big enough. Every one of 500 guys could coach this team. That was a bad one to say.
Any one of 500 guys could coach this team is a bad one to say.
But that was 30 years ago.
Well, my answer to that is no, because they never give any sense of direction of what they're going to do with their planning.
Right.
And he did with this.
Mm-hmm.
When he said that, I was like, oh, here we go. Guns a-blazing. This is a Maverick offseason of I'm going to turn over every single rock.
And it turned into a real Mavericks offseason.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but if you look at it, like, because they've been a really good team for 20 years. You can't really argue that. They've been a really good team.
Yeah.
So why haven't they advanced? Like, statistically, it's improbable that they have not made at least the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
Every eight teams. You should make the NFC Championship game every 8 years. Like, you should literally, you know, if you just the way the NFL is structured. And they just haven't done that. So, are they not good enough? Well, I don't think that's the case. They've been good enough to make it there. Are they unlucky? You know, I can make the case.
Well, you can also say they haven't had a special enough quarterback.
Sure, that could be it.
And that's not a Dak shot. I'm throwing Romo right into that. I think Romo's better than Dak, but Tony.
Yeah, if you don't have the best quarterback in the league, you are subject to randomness.
Bobby's face.
Hasn't been coaching.
The hell did you just say?
Romo is
no.
Yes.
No. Ceiling.
With my life on the ceiling. With my life on the line to play a game or like six games, I'm taking Tony Romo over Dak Prescott. But Tony Romo was still never upper echelon.
No, he got the
Tony Romo's not going to the Hall of Fame. Nor should he.
No, Dak and Tony got more out of their career than their draft slot. Said they should have.
Tony.
Now, that doesn't really matter, but I mean, you know, like, you don't expect. When they drafted Dak Prescott.
I'm shocked.
When they drafted Dak Prescott in the fourth round, they took Tony as an undrafted free agent. They didn't expect to give them second contracts for hundreds of millions of dollars. They didn't expect that. So they got benefits out of that. But are they falling short because they're not good enough? No. I could point to three situations where they were a little bit unlucky. One of the greatest throws in playoff history, a fumbled snap on a bad football, a dropped first down by a sure-handed receiver.
A bad NFL
rule. Yeah, but you
rule,
know what? You
a
know
bad
what?
NFL catch. Rule you with a catch. But I mean, like, they could have. There's a lot of situations.
So what are you getting to? Do you have an answer for that? You're just saying
well,
why?
Well, I don't think it's fair to say, like, you know what Florio's saying, just kill it. I say this whole thing is, you know, Jerry just wanting to stay relevant. I mean, they've been good enough. They just haven't,
they haven't been good enough to win the Super Bowl.
No.
You could maybe point out one or two
07,
years.
Okay. They were
I'm
not
so
good.
I'm so freaking tired of hearing them. Not from you.
Yeah.
Give me a reference within the past, like, freaking
16?
15 years.
16?
They haven't.
16, they were good enough.
16. They were good enough to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but.
Who would they have played that year? They would have played
New England.
New England.
Because that was 28-3.
Yeah. Or they probably would have lost to Atlanta. Atlanta was on a run that year.
But they were never like, they're the favorites. They're going to the Super Bowl.
16, a lot of people, I think, felt they were.
I could see 16.
They were the number one. No. 16 was Dak's rookie year. No, they were number one seed.
Oh,
Zeke was.
Oh, God. Dak's rookie year, they weren't going to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback.
They were the number one seed.
I never thought of it.
They went 13-3.
I never thought. We were still having an argument whether Tony should come back.
I thought
there was
That's because you think Romo's
good. Any Tony opinion you have is disqualified. 14. I don't know what he did to you.
Any Dak opinion you have is disqualified.
No, it does. I'm open-minded. Fair as F.
I think 07, F-A-F. Obviously, 14 and 16.
Raff and Faff.
Raff and Faff.
Rename the show.
Those three years, they were good enough to get to the Super Bowl. 07, 14, and 16. They were good enough to get to the Super Bowl those years. Win it. I mean, I don't think they were going to beat New England in 07. They didn't have the front. They had already played that year. They got pretty worked, right?
I mean, if they were just not, I don't know what the hell happened with that run defense in the Rams playoff game in 2018. But, I mean, the Rams went to the Super Bowl that year, and Dallas was good enough to be on the field.
They were
with
good
them.
Enough.
Like, 18, they were after the Amari trade, they were good enough.
Florio ends it with this. The Cowboys are currently worse, not better, than the team that won the division and lost badly in the first round. That makes Jones's repeated use of the term all-in even more jarring in hindsight. Makes it hard not to wonder whether the end result to the coming campaign will prompt plenty of customers to go all out for 2025. Of course, that's when Jones will fashion with a new pitch for keeping them engaged, possibly by hiring Bill Belichick to coach the team, and here will be the carnival bark. Step right up, folks. Come one, come all to see the greatest coach in the history of worldwide sports take the Cowboys to unprecedented heights in the year 2025. Marvel at the surly curmudgeon who does nothing but win and win and win. Yes, folks, this is the year you will not want to miss. We're all in. We're not all the way in, I meant last year, but all the way in, they'll make you give us all your money again. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Never mind. How about them Cowboys? So that's Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com.
The reality is, like, he doesn't – does he absolutely do things to increase the Cowboys brand and everything else? Yes, but, like, there's more than enough being done by ESPN and everybody else to keep the Cowboys brand relevant that, yeah. Like, Jerry is not, like – in desperate need of getting revenue in here.
I just wish he would have said the opposite and the absolute truth of this is this group's final shot. I would have just preferred that. And I don't know how you give out the all-in statement to be totally opposite of what seems to be the case of one-year deals and then we're going to be all out. That's what it is.
Yeah.
This is one and done.
I mean, and it should
this
be.
This is make or break.
If it doesn't work this year, you need to blow it up. You need to.
Then maybe we should be applauding them a little bit more for not giving out all the extensions. It just feels like what's disappointing to me is the make or break kind of gives me a feeling of negativity going into the year. And I'm sure for everyone, McCarthy's going to be looking over his shoulder. Dak's going to be looking over his shoulder. CD, why am I not getting paid? What mic drama are we going to have? Like, it just doesn't, it's not a good culture. It doesn't feel like a positive culture to go and win the championship when it's like, nah, this is your last dance. Go be the Bulls.
Yeah, it's
like Jerry Krause said it. Like,
right. The difference is they had Michael. You know, like that. There's a difference when you have.
So do the Cowboys, according to Bobby. Michael Penix, hopefully.
It's pronounced Penix.
We'll get to that all coming up. Let's hook you up. For turning it on, leaving it on, the home of the Rangers.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Call our number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see your World Series champion Texas Rangers take on the Washington Nationals on May 1st. And you'll want to get there early, Tolos, because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Nathan Eovaldi replica postseason jersey presented by Nolan Ryan Beef. And it's also Dollar Hot Dog Night at the ballpark. Get tickets and info now at rangers.com/tickets. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
And three more giveaways just like that tomorrow with the Hump Day Edition.
Hey.
Then Thursday, then Friday. It's Tuesday. It's Ask Reddit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We'll also get your thoughts on the YouTube and the Twitch as we kick around Ask Reddit here in the studio amongst ourselves. We'll get your thoughts here on these questions. Every week, it is the most viral questions being asked on the Ask Reddit forum, the 45 million member discussion group. Over there on the interwebs, RJ Choppy.
Robert Montgomery Bill.
You don't get mad about a lot. You don't. You generally don't get worked up. But what is a relatively small thing you're still angry about years after it happened?
There was a kid named Dan Lee.
He take your girl too, like Alan Thicke?
No.
Is it Thicke Lee? No.
Worse. Way worse. I was playing in the Optimist Golf Tournament. I was 17 years old.
Well.
And it was the top six went to Miami to play in the Nationals. And I was in a three and a one hole playoff with two guys for one spot, the sixth spot. And I come in second on that one hole playoff. My second shot, my approach shot, sailed the green by about 30 yards and went right into a tree. I have no idea what happened. I hit my pitchy wedge about 40 yards further than I've ever hit it before in my life. So I was the first alternate. It was in a month and a half in Miami. The guy who finished in sixth place, named Dan Lee, could not make it. He was supposed to call me and tell me that I was the first alternate and that I was supposed to go. And he never called. And I saw him at a tournament like later that year. I was like, bruh, what happened? And he goes, I didn't want anybody to go my place and take my spot.
Wow.
I was like, you weren't going. Like, this wasn't your decision to make, bro. So I hope Dan Lee is in a real bad spot right now. I don't care what he's doing. I don't hold grudges at all. If you could try to take my job, and I don't care.
Or your girl.
Or my girl, and I don't care. I don't hold grudges. But Dan Lee can kiss my ass. Okay. That's all I gotta say about that.
Sean, what's your one thing?
Man, this is really difficult for me because I
have lots of things.
Total opposite of Choppy. Petty, bitter, vengeful. How many years back does this qualify as? Like,
Years after it happened.
I just gave you 34 years or 24 years or something.
Yeah, I was saying, like, how short can I go with the years? A lot of liars that we used to work with. I don't know if I'm going to go ahead and forgive that anytime soon.
How many years ago was this?
Just people not straight up putting on a public act and just lying. Like, to me, I'd always rather lose out, like, being honest, especially if you're boys. You know, like, okay, if my secret gets out and if you go and repeat and tell something to someone else, I would rather get burned that way than, like, lie to you, not be upfront. Like, I got a small circle of people that I'll tell everything to because I just trust them. I believe that we're tight. I believe that we're boys. And when the opposite happens and it's a little shock and surprise, man, you're dead to me. You're dead to me. I don't care what happens as long as you starve.
I was, oh my gosh. I was, we're at a, like a.
That type of stuff matters to me though. And I know a lot of people view that as like an overreaction or not. It's like, yo man, I want you to know, like, I got you in really bad situations. I'm going to take up for you. I'll get in trouble for you. Should be vice versa. You know, that to me is like what real actual friendship is. Like, yeah, man, I'll get in trouble for you. We'll get a file written up for you.
The file's big.
We'll lie to bosses for you.
I had been.
That was the only time, Gavin. By the way,
this is that you know of. This is the. It's such a small thing. We're over at somebody's house when we were kids. My dad, our family's over at somebody's house, and my dad. I was standing by their pool, and as you know, Sean, I don't swim pool parties. I don't do it.
That's right, hoodies.
Exactly, hoodies. And so we were out there by the pool, and it's
an Emerald Custom pool.
Everybody else had got in and was swimming, and I wouldn't do it. Like I was just like, no, I don't care. And my dad pushed me in near the end of the day. And I got out of the water, and I was so pissed off.
You've never forgiven your father for that?
I can forgive him and still be angry about
it. Not forget.
Wow. I won't, and so because of that, like, I won't even stand. I won't stand near
the
deer pool.
That's what scarred you?
No, it's not even a scarring thing. It's just like, no. And that used to be a funny prank, by the way, like 30 years ago. Now when you do it, you're ruining like $1,000 worth of equipment. Because people have cell phones in their pockets and stuff like that.
So did you ever get him back?
I mean, I pushed him when I got out of the water. I was big enough at that point that I could.
But you never like shoved him back in the water.
No. But I hate, that's one of the reasons why, other than because it's my wife's job, that's one of the reasons I don't like doing dishes is because I hate just like getting like wet on like my clothes and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I don't like
it. But you'll sweat through t-shirts every day.
All right, because that's natural. It's my natural must. Peyton, what is a relatively small thing you're still angry about years after it happened?
So before I was 18, 15, 16, 17, I had a curfew of midnight. My parents, were strict about that stuff. You know, nothing good happens after midnight. Be home on the weekends before midnight and we're fine. And so I was always made sure I was home by probably 11:55. And so I was pulled over one night on my way home because I did not turn on my blinker 100 feet before the stop sign. BS excuse. He was just looking for a reason to pull me over. Sure. I was going through the neighborhood. But he stopped me, talked to me for 15, 20 minutes. I was late by curfew by 5 minutes, explained it to my parents, grounded 2 weeks. I was grounded. Despite being pulled over for, the bogus reasoning, I didn't get a ticket or anything, but I was pulled over and I was still grounded for two weeks.
So you're mad at the cop or your parents?
Or yourself for not putting the blinker on early enough.
Yeah, or
it was 100 feet. You got a measuring tape, cop?
Whoa!
There's no way.
He's Peyton Pig Russell. Peyton Pig Russell.
So, yeah, it was the parents, but now it's the cop. Officer Jefferson.
Not yourself for action. Was it Jefferson?
No, I made that up. Oh. This was like 8 years ago.
Hey, don't you have, you've told us before, though, don't you have like kind of a short fuse? You do have a temper, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Interesting. I want to see
for little things too,
like stupid, like little small. I haven't seen you ever snap up here.
Oh, I have.
Well, Bobby's seen it because he comes in here and messes with me every break, and then that messes with me. So
I can't tell whether you're actually like real in that reaction.
I try and keep it professional here.
817. When I was 10, my grandpa gave me and my cousin money to play games at the fair. My cousin spent my part. I'm 37 now, and I still hate him for it.
Wow,
that is something that like would
that's small.
That would linger with you a little bit. Here we go. This is kind of on the idea of being petty. Sean Sharif. Is it easier to forgive others or forgive yourself? This is way easy for me. I can't
forgive yourself.
I can't. I have to. I think I've told you this before. If I'm mad at somebody, I need to separate myself from them because if I want to hold on to being mad at them.
Yeah.
Because if they approach me and talk to me, it's like, all right, I can't like stay mad because they're contrite and I feel bad like holding on to it. So I try to like not, it's like, well, if I can't hear you apologize, I can stay mad.
Yeah.
And so I try to separate myself. Yeah. Whereas I will beat myself up routinely about things.
I would agree with you. I would agree. It's harder to forgive myself. I hold on to like, oh, I should have done this with the house. Mm-hmm. How could I have screwed this up? I should that. And then if the builder comes to me and he's like, yeah, sorry that like there's water in your electrical box. I'm like, okay. You're nice. I like you.
Here's how hard it is for me to forgive myself, Chap, in general. Or these are the standards. This is literally on the phone screen.
How can you,
are notes to remind myself. Those are my priorities.
What does it say?
Go ahead. Read it. Yeah.
Is it worth death? ?
Oh.
Doing something stupid. Is this worth dying over?
Breathe, MF-er. Slow the blank down. A bunch of dollar signs. Stay motivated. Quit effing up.
Yep. That's what I wrote down. Like,
is this from therapy?
No, it's just something I've always had like notes like that on my phone because I'll forget otherwise.
See, I think Jared Sandler would say, "How can you forgive yourself when you're never wrong?" So, what have you been wrong about that you've beaten yourself up over?
Well, that's because Jared, like a lot of people on the fan text, for some reason believes a total character that, like, when I start like leaning into bits or whatever else, there's like no nuance with.
No,
for Jared, I guess.
No. It's not on acting.
It's not. It's
acting
not.
Right all the time. You have a very hard time.
I don't have to forgive myself. No, here's what I'll say. I totally disagree with the notion that I can't say I'm wrong. I will admit I'm wrong about things other than sports because I'm always right about sports. But other things, I routinely admit that I was wrong about something, I feel like.
Okay.
Yeah. It's easy. I forgive others. All you got to do is say you're sorry, and I buy it. Very gullible with that. But myself, I there are things that I still just like driving. If I get caught in a moment of silence in the car, oh, my mind wanders in places of things I've done wrong.
See, that shocks me. I didn't think you would hold yourself accountable.
I hold it internally. I don't ever let you know that I was wrong. Okay, that's
weak, right?
It's weakness. It's a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
You're never wrong. Everything always happens according to plan, but I beat myself up about it internally. But I forgive others. Whatever. You say you're sorry, you're fine.
Peyton, forgive others or forgive yourself?
Yeah, it's easier to forgive others. You know, I'm like choppy. I'm a sucker for the apology. You know, you just say, I'm sorry, give me a little reason. We're best friends again.
All right, Peyton, what are some things you will always say yes to? And fan text, what are some things you always say yes to? 877-881-1053 as we do Ask Reddit.
So it's making money. Any opportunity I have to make money, it could be $1, $5, $100. Doesn't matter what the task is. I'm most likely.
So if we asked you to record audio outside of the building and paid you, you would actually do it.
Oh, if you paid me? Yeah. I mean, of course, getting money. Yeah.
Choppy, this is great for you because you say yes to everything.
Yeah, that's the problem. The answer is anything. I will always. I can't say no. I can't say no to people. I don't know. It's a very big flaw I have. Thank God nobody's asked me to do anything illegal with them because I wouldn't be able to say no to that either.
Well, so if the question is, what are some things you always say yes to for us? What are some things, because it's probably a short list, that you will always say no to, Chop?
Really, nothing. Like, that's the thing. Like, I will almost always. I'll say yes to it, and then I will spend the next X amount of days trying to find ways to get out of it.
Yeah.
I can't say, hey, you want to grab lunch? I have to say, yeah, I can't say. And then what I got to do is I got to keep canceling. And I will never say no. I may not follow through with the yes, but I will never say no.
I'll say this. If you have, and maybe it's just a default, like, fallback. It's easy to do it this way. It's what saves you. But generally, like, if you and the kids have baseball, like, you won't say yes to somebody.
No,
you'll say, no, can't. This is a hard line. I can't do anything.
I have a built-in excuse there. That I know that I don't have to think about. But if it's like on a weekday where I've got, you know, or whatever, you know, I have time, I may have a minute to be able to do something, I just can't say no. So I say no, then I come up, I say yes, then I come up with an excuse to reschedule.
I am the one who, like, as has been put on display, generally, if you're like, come on, let's do a shot, I'm always, yeah, all right. It feels rude to even if I'm like buying my own, it feels rude not to partake in that. It's like a social, it's like whenever somebody says, let's do a shot, I feel like they're saying like, let's be friends. Like, let's show a sign of being friends. And to me, if you say no, you're kind of, it feels like you're saying no to their offer of friendship. That's why even when I was over at your place and I was like, I'm just going to have one. You're like, come on, it's been 3 hours. You can have one more. I was like, all right, fine. I'll do well. Yeah. I'll have one more. But I almost always will say yes to the offer of, come on, let's do one more shot. Then I'm always going to say yes to that. What about you, Sean?
I don't know. This is tough for me. I feel like I say no to a decent amount. When my wife generally asks me to do something or go somewhere, I always like kind of do it.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time saying no for something that she wants to do. But other times I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I kind of have a general rule laid out during the course of the week, Monday through Thursday. Anyway, I'm not going to do anything. Now we'll see what happens with kids' practices and sports and all that type of stuff. But I don't really have a great one.
Yeah, the Tolo is weighing on the fan text 940. I always say yes to my wife wanting to order more food, and 903 free sports tickets. Always down to free sporting event.
Nice. Yeah, and I will also always say yes to whenever the wife suggests certain, you know, quality time spent together. All right, Sean, this one's perfect for you. What celebrity are you a fan of their work but hate who they are as a person? I feel like you could have a lot of people that you enjoy their what they do, but you just can't stand them as people.
Oh, this would have to probably be like a really corny, cheesy humanitarian.
Sean Penn.
Ah,
I love Sean Penn as an actor. I cannot stand hearing that man speak outside of his acting ever.
Has he been in the news at all, like, recently?
I don't know. Are there, like, is there some, like, you know, Guatemalan workers union that needs help on the protest lines or something? And Kyrie together? Kyrie, my answer.
It's Morgan Wallen, man.
Oh! I thought you want to party with Morgan Wallen.
I do. Because it's fun to do bad things.
Do hood rat stuff
Do hood rat stuff with your friends.
Throw chairs off reunion.
But, like...
Did you see the video of it? The chair flying off the building. Yeah. They've got security footage of it. It is just a chair. Like, you see, like, everyone just kind of walk around. All of a sudden, you just see some giant chair fly off.
He's an idiot, man. Like, he's like the poster boy of, like, what, like, growing up in a, I don't know. He's
is
just
he
like
trying
that,
to do a bad boy thing? Do you think he's really, like, kind of dumb?
I don't know. He's trying to be like that.
You know, like the rebel.
The rebel kind of country East Tennessee guy that.
Dude,
he sucks, man.
There's a ton of Tom Cruise on the fan text. Like, that's the most
common
name. What
does Tom Cruise do?
He is weird.
Jumps on chairs.
No. The good.
He's a good actor.
Okay, for acting.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, mine was, I hate to say it, but Kanye West, early on, his music was really, really good. You know, his work ethic, but now he's just obviously a bad person.
Is it because of what he did to Taylor Swift specifically?
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of people could be Chris Brown, Michael Jackson,
Anthony Edwards,
Robert De Niro, Tom Hanks.
Anthony Edwards, that would be mine.
Tom Cruise, Trump, Will Smith.
Ask Reddit every single Tuesday during the Expressway, home of the Texas Rangers ticket giveaway. Does Vegas actually believe in the Dallas Stars? We'll talk about what happened. Another game one loss for the Metroplex next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.